supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Why should you write a letter while you're still healthy to those you love?
Well, there's something called an ethical will. And in an ethical will, we are ethically responsible for passing on to our progeny all of the lessons we've learned in life, the important ones, and how we've learned them. By getting into letters this way, we open up our hearts and show our vulnerability. And this is what our progeny really wants from us. They want to know our humanity. They want to know what we love, what we fear, what we regret, what we wish for.
Tell me about the Stanford Friends and Family Letter Project. How did that come about?
Well, it was started by a palliative care doctor who, by the way, wrote an article about this in the New York Times. But project was started because one of the things this physician had discovered was that patients were confiding to the doctor things that they weren't saying to their own family. I've had this experience myself. You know, I counseled a man off and on for years, and it was very close to the end of his life, and I went to his house, and his family had gathered around from all over the country, and I asked him, do you have any regrets in life? And he said his regret, and this is what we hear over and over again in the article, and when you read about this Stanford Project, he said his great regret was he never sat down with his family and told them what each one of them means to him, how deeply he loves them, and why. Well, fortunately, his family had gathered in the house that day, so we got him in his wheelchair. We brought him out to the living room. His whole family was gathered there, and he spoke to them one by one and told them what he needed to tell them, and they told him one by one what he had meant to them. Prior to that contact, Mikan, he was scared of dying. He was quite agitated. After that meeting, he told me, now I can die in peace.
So it's as much about ourselves and our well-being as it is about those we love.
You don't want to take anything with you when you die. You don't want to take hidden regrets or loves or ideas or thoughts or words of your heart. You don't want to take that with you. You want to give everything away before you go. So I think, yes, you do find peace and you do find more intimacy and more connection.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.